Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that was very enthusiastic. Well done. This is a night of light, a night of mystery, and a night of possibility. In the story of creation that we hear tonight, after creating the earth, God says, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness God called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Light is amazing. It changes and moves and reflects and brings us color. And tonight, being out on the street and listening to the passers-by say, "What the?" as they watched us with a fire and all these people dressed up in strange-looking clothes, as we lit the fire on the corner of Elgin and Somerset and came into the dark church, it's like there's a path of light pushing through into the darkness. Because this is a very dark church when it's dark. And to see the light come in and to spread and to come forward, even at the wrong time sometimes, but that's because it's like that. Light is enthusiastic. Light wants to be on, not off. It's warming, brightening, and light clarifies our vision. A couple of years ago, I took a course in photography. And there were lots of technicalities about f-stops and all sorts of other things that I still have no idea what they mean. There was all sorts of talk and instruction about how to manipulate your camera so that you could get the best light on the subject and get the most vibrant photos. It was all talk about how to let the light in. But I didn't really want to talk about letting the light in. I just wanted to go out and find light. And so I did. And now when I kayak or I hike or I ski in the winter, I don't worry about finding the f-stop that's going to get me the right picture. I just carry a camera, and when the light is right, I just take a shot. And I am so attuned now to the light on the waves, in the sky, on the leaves that are reflected from the water, on the kayak and the color that becomes so bright and vibrant that I am just drawn to it. No time to worry about the rules about taking pictures. Because for me, the mystery of light and capturing it is part of the draw of the photography itself. I don't want to plan it. I don't want to analyze it. I just want to experience it. On this night of celebrating the mystery of Christ rising, we could spend a lot of time talking about the facts, or wondering what we can actually know for certain, or analyzing what it actually might mean. But instead, we have rituals and story and song, and communal acts of commitment. Because tonight we are meant to be steeped in the wonder of it all, to step out of our normal rhythms and routines and pause to be here in this moment of light and new life. All of the known and felt experience of the past are gone. The sin, the pain, the heartache, the darkness lies behind us. All of the unknown and hoped-for possibilities of the future lie open before us. The hope, the ideas, the love. The light shines ahead of us. And the mystery of Christ rising from the dead is this moment that we are dazzled by, just as the women were that first day of the week. And that light, that knowledge, that mystery, that amazing fact softens the past. It stretches out our sense of possibility, and it casts aside all the boundaries of time and space. Because just like light when you're out in the wild, there's always more to this life with Jesus than we think there is. This is the story of our lives, the story of the life of the world and of life itself. It's the story of how life is stronger than death, how God's love for us is stronger than death. It is, in the end, the only story that there is. C.S. Lewis once said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun, S-U-N, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen not only because I see it, because by its rising, I see everything." Tonight, we have the opportunity to see with new eyes, to experience with new hearts, to dream with new dreams, and to be lit from inside with new life. What places in your soul will the light shine into and brighten? What darkness will you leave behind? Will you allow the rising of Christ, the mystery of that, touch you with awe and amazement? Will you be stretched by possibilities hereto unimagined? Will you allow the song and the story and the ritual to send tremors down your spine and spark new life in you? Will you walk in the light, unencumbered by boundaries and space? How will what you experience this night change your story? And will you share that story with others? May this night of light, of mystery, of possibility dazzle your heart with joy. May you truly know that there is always more than we think there is. Amen.